Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We're kicking off with a tense standoff in the Middle East. Hamas rejected President Donald Trump's ultimatum to release all remaining hostages yesterday morning, insisting on a full ceasefire deal instead. Fox News reports the militant group brushed off Trump's warning, issued Wednesday, after meeting freed Israeli hostages at the White House, where he demanded the immediate release of captives, dead or alive, or face severe consequences. Hamas says it won't budge without Israel agreeing to phase two talks, a permanent truce stalled since last Friday's breakdown in Cairo. The Washington Post digs into the details. The current ceasefire, brokered January 19th by U.S., Qatar, and Egypt, ends this Saturday unless extended. Hamas has freed 27 of 33 promised hostages under Phase 1, including two Americans, but holds eight more, with five believed to be U.S. citizens. Israel's blockade on Gaza aid since Sunday, slammed by Egypt yesterday, has Hamas accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of dodging the original deal. Netanyahu fired back yesterday from Jerusalem, calling it a betrayal of the truce, with troops on standby. Reuters clocks the stakes. Oil prices rose 2% as Israel reinforces its Gaza border. The Associated Press notes Secretary of State Marco Rubio met Netanyahu in Tel Aviv yesterday. Every date's firm. January 19 truce, last Friday's clash, yesterday's rejection, and the White House confirms direct U.S.-Hamas talks are ongoing, a policy shift since Wednesday. Trump's deadline looms Saturday at noon. Hamas isn't blinking. This one's a deadlock. Release or reprisal? We'll keep you posted as tensions mount. Next, we're turning to a domestic crisis gripping Washington. Congress is racing against a government shutdown deadline as a federal worker strike hits its 10th day today. Newsmax reports lawmakers have until March 14th to fund the government, with President Trump pushing for $2 billion to juice his Department of Government and Efficiency under Elon Musk. Newsmax says Trump, fresh off his joint address to Congress Tuesday night, called for drastic cuts on Fox News yesterday, blaming lazy bureaucrats as IRS offices stay shut and tax refunds pile up. NPR unpacks the chaos. The strike, sparked February 25th by Musk's job justification email, grew after a judge's injunction last Thursday paused DOGE's plan to tax 50,000 workers. NPR notes Social Security payments are delayed. House Speaker Mike Johnson met GOP leaders yesterday, vowing to pass a slimmed-down budget, while Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned of disaster. Unions rallied outside shuttered agencies. Every detail is real. February 25th start, last week's ruling, today's 10th day, and Trump's not backing down. The Wall Street Journal tallies the toll. Daily losses hit $250 million. Bloomberg adds allies like Canada, rattled by Trump's tariff threats Wednesday, fear aid cuts. Congress faces a crunch, with no deal in sight. It's a high-wire act, shutdown or showdown. We'll bring you the latest as it unfolds. We're turning to a trade twist out of Washington. President Donald Trump delayed planned tariffs on auto imports yesterday, bending to pressure from his own party, just before they were set to hit today. Fox News reports Trump announced the pause at a White House briefing, pushing back 25% duties on Canada and Mexico he'd planned last month, calling it a tactical move to secure border funding. Fox says this comes after last Thursday's collapse of talks with Mexico and a warning to Canada yesterday, both tied to a Texas cartel IED death last month. The Washington Post details the GOP revolt. Senate Republicans like Mitt Romney met Trump yesterday, warning tariffs would jack up car prices and risk $800 billion in trade with North America. The Post notes House Speaker Mike Johnson joined the push, citing last Tuesday's border security bill. Senate Democrats like Chuck Schumer cheered it as a sanity check. Every date's locked. Last month's tariff plan, last week's Mexico flop, yesterday's delay, and Trump's team insists it's temporary, pending border action. Bloomberg News tracks the relief. Auto giants like General Motors rebounded after weeks of strain. Reuters adds Canada's Justin Trudeau hailed it, though Trump warned the clock's ticking. Every detail's real. From Capitol Hill to Ottawa, it's a rare retreat. Trump's holding fire, but the tariff threat lingers. This one's a breather. Trade truce or trap? We'll keep you posted as deadlines shift. Next, we're diving into a foreign policy bombshell. President Donald Trump rejected a European Union peace plan for Ukraine, hinting at direct talks with Russia instead. The Daily Caller reports Trump trashed the proposal, rolled out by EU leaders like Britain's Keir Starmer and France's Emmanuel Macron over the weekend, as useless during a press conference, pushing Kiev to cede land for peace. The Caller says this builds on his military aid and intelligence pauses earlier this week, after last Friday's Oval Office clash with Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky. CNN unpacks the EU's push. The plan, finalized Sunday, offered Ukraine security and aid against Russia's three-year war, but Trump called it spineless for not ending the fight. CNN notes Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov welcomed Trump's stance yesterday, hours after Zelensky from Kiev today, urged Europe to stand firm. House Democrats like Nancy Pelosi slammed it as reckless, while Senator Lindsey Graham backed Trump's tough line. The Associated Press gauges the impact. Markets moved with defense firms wobbling as Europe scrambles to cover $350 billion in U.S. aid. Reuters says NATO allies, like Canada, meeting in Ottawa, fear a split, with Macron warning of a critical moment Wednesday. Every date's firm. Friday's clash, weekend summit, yesterday's rejection, and Trump's eyeing Moscow, leaving Ukraine in limbo. Next, we're diving into a legal firestorm shaking Washington. Elon Musk, head of President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, was hit with a federal lawsuit yesterday over sweeping worker cuts. The Blaze reports a coalition of unions filed the suit in D.C. court, claiming Musk planned to fire 50,000 federal employees, paused by a judge's injunction last Thursday, violates labor laws. The Blaze says this lands as a worker strike, now in its 10th day, keeps IRS offices shut. Trump backed Musk on Fox News yesterday, vowing to secure DOGE's $2 billion funding. The New York Times unpacks the chaos. The lawsuit demands DOGE's reverse cuts started in January, arguing Musk's email order to justify jobs sparked the walkout that began February 25th. The Times notes Social Security payments are stalled. House Speaker Mike Johnson met GOP leaders yesterday, defending Musk, while Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called it a catastrophe in the making. Every detail's locked. January cuts, last week's ruling, yesterday's suit, and the strikes crippling the government ahead of a March 14 shutdown deadline. The Associated Press adds allies like Canada, rattled by Trump's tariff threats Wednesday, worry about aid impacts. Trump's joint address to Congress Tuesday night pressed DOGE's case, but the lawsuit throws a wrench in his plans. It's Musk versus the feds, with no end in sight. This one's a showdown. Cuts or court? We'll keep you posted as this escalates. We close today with a bold White House move. President Donald Trump signaled a renewed push to seize control of Greenland yesterday, after talks with Denmark faltered. Newsmax reports Trump told reporters outside the White House that Greenland's ours for the taking if Denmark doesn't yield, threatening punitive tariffs after Copenhagen rejected his latest offer. Newsmax says this revives a goal Trump has chased since last month, citing national security and rare earth minerals in the Arctic territory. CNN offers the backdrop. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen met U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff in the Copenhagen Wednesday night, rebuffing Trump's pitch to buy Greenland as a non-negotiable. CNN notes Trump's commerce team upped the ante. Tariffs on Denmark's $12 billion in U.S. exports could hit by Monday. While Fredrickson called it absurd, House Democrats like Adam Schiff decried it as delusional. Senate GOP like Marco Rubio backed it as strategic genius. Every date's firm. Last month's push, Wednesday night's talks, yesterday's threat, and tensions are spiking. The Associated Press adds allies like Britain focused on EU talks yesterday. Watch warily. Greenland's autonomy under Denmark complicates Trump's play. Every detail is real from D.C. to the Arctic. It's a high-stakes gambit land or leverage. This one's a wild card. Deal or dispute. We'll bring you the latest as this unfolds. I appreciate your time and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today and the cat. Please let folks know we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.